Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, adoration, majesty this morning. Thank you, God, because you have been so good to your people. Lord, you have been so marvelous. You have been a wonderful God. You are our provider. You are our security. You are our strength. We give you glory for what you have done between last week and today. Thank you, God, for the testimony of your people. Thank you, God, for your mighty power. Thank you, God, for blessing us in a wonderful way. Lord, today we have come again. We ask, oh God, that Father, everyone listening to us will be blessed. Lord, you will impart them. Lord, you will make a way for them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray, as I share your word this morning, help me to speak as your oracle in the name of Jesus Christ. And at the end of this message, let every glory be unto God and God alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. I want to welcome you with my whole heart to this program this morning, Church on Air program. And I want to thank God because I know you are there. Thank God for, you know, all that God is doing through this program. Thank God for our testimonies. Thank God for people meeting me, phoning me on the way. Thank God for, you know, even your encouragement. Your encouragement is superb. I want to thank God because, you know, the more you encourage us, the more also you are giving us much grace as the Lord is giving to us. So I want to thank you for that. Thank God for all those inviting us, you know, to minister in their churches. I appreciate this and I thank God for this privilege. To him be all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you help me to invite somebody there that Church on Air is on this channel and God is around again even to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, I'll be sharing with you on divine change. Divine change. I am sure you are looking for a change. Change probably in your business, change in your spiritual life, change in your medical life, change one way or the other. You know, even right now in our nation, Nigeria, we are all looking for a change. You know, we want a political change. We want all these problems that are happening here and there for Almighty God to come and intervene. We are tired of what is happening in the nation. And whom do we cry to? We need to cry to God because we needed a change. And that change is coming in the name of Jesus Christ. I say again, that change is coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Our nation will not be like this. Like I say this one also, you will not remain like this also. You will not be stagnated in life. You will move forward in life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, I'll be sharing on divine change because change is what God prepared for you. You know, change in status, change in levels, change in every good area. And what is this meaning of change? Change means uplifting. God uplifting you. You know, grace means new level. Can you see now? I see you going to your next level right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Change means new position. You know, God positioning you to receive advantage over others. Change means having advancement. Can you see now? You know, advancing no matter what is before you, no matter the mountain before you, no matter the Red Sea before you, I see you moving forward. I see you going forward. I see your children going forward. I see your business going forward. Your spiritual life will not be under oppression in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So all those things stand for change, you know, because God is the one that can change things in your life. You know, put your trust in God today. You will see him doing wonderful things in your life. But, you know, people are looking for change and they are looking unto man. They are looking unto one sham. They are using their own brain. Well, it might be okay, but let me tell you, the greatest change that can come to your life is change through God. Can we open our Bible to the book of Psalm, Psalm 30? I want us to read verses 11 and 12. Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12.
Thou hast turned for me my money into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and guided me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
You are giving thanks this morning as you are hearing me there. You know, I say you are giving thanks this morning. Why? Because, you know, the change that is coming your way is turning, you know, your money into dancing. The end of mourning in your family has come to an end. You know, the end of mourning in your life has come to an end. God turned the mourning of Abraham to an end when he gave him a child. Can you see now? God gave him a change. When Isaac came, change came. Can you see now? So, you know, he said, he will turn your mourning unto dancing. He says, that has put off my sackcloth. You know, the sackcloth, the mourning cloth, the satanic garment the devil prepared for you. You know, I put fire upon them this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sackcloth, every satanic cloth, every cloth of darkness is hereby torn to pieces and fire rise in the name of Jesus Christ. And say, and you gather me with gladness. Can you see now? So God wants to restore your glory. He wants to restore things in your life. Let's also look to Jeremiah. I'm going to give you scriptures today. You know, as I'm opening this message, for you to know that it is the will of God for you, you know, to have a change. A change is imminent. A change is coming to your life. I say it again. A change is coming to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 31. Can we look at verse 13? Jeremiah 31 verse 13.
Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow.
You see, he said he will terminate your sorrow. You know, God is saying, you know, you will rejoice over your sorrow. You know, I prophesy to somebody, listen to me there, that this sorrow in your life has come to an end. This thing that makes you to cry, what you see that brings you down, what you see that makes you to feel depressed, what is happening in your life right now, you know, I sentence them into eternity destruction in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what God is saying this morning to you. He said, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance. Hallelujah. He said, both young men and all together. So it means that God have not forsaken you. It means that God is still interested in you. You know, don't think that the end has come. Don't think that God cannot come again. Even though your situation right now is so terrible and you are looking for a way out. But God is sending me to you this morning. He's bringing a change. You know, a change in your life. A change over this sickness. This sickness is over forever and ever in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, all of you will rejoice, both young men and old men and young men together. I said, for I will turn their mourning to joy. Wow. You know, we've been mourning Nigeria now. Can I declare this morning that joy is coming? I say joy is coming in the name of Jesus. God said, and I will comfort them. You know, comfort is on the way for us. God will do it for us. God will help us. A comforter is around right now. It will change things in our nation. It will change things in your home. I thought you would say a bigger amen. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus. I said, so it shall be. In the name of Jesus, God is about to do something great. He wants to bring, you know, a change into our life. He wants to bring a change into our life. Now, in the book of Esther chapter 9, can we read verse 22? Esther chapter 9, verse 22.
As the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned into them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor.
Wow. Now, do you know the story very well? If you don't know, let me tell you a little bit. No. You see, they are the enemy of the Jew. The enemy of the Jew is called Haman. Haman happened to be high chief, we know, in the land, you know. And this Haman, the enemy of the Jew, now has fixed a date whereby they will destroy all the Jews in the land. Why? Just because he hated them. Just because of Mordecai. Mordecai, who happens to be, you know, a Jew in Babylon, refused to bow down for, you know, Haman. And Haman is of Amalekite. And the people of Israel, they are in enmity with the Amalekite. So, you know, Mordecai refused to bow down for Haman. Because at that point in time, Mordecai was where now? At the king's gate, at the palace gate. Can you see that? So because of that, you know, the anger of Haman grew. And then he made arrangements. He did every manipulation to bring down the Jews, to kill them. Every manipulation over your life, over your family, by this power that is spread right now, I cancel them. Every day, you know, even fix a date that also so and so date, every Jew in Babylon shall be executed. They shall be killed. Do you know that the one that fixed the day died before those he wanted to kill? The man that planned their destruction died before them. All those looking for your destruction, all those who are saying you will not make it, all those that say there will not be a change in your life, you know, all that they do this morning, I cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now happened? At the end of the day, Haman was killed. The gallows he rented for Mordecai, he was destroying it. Everything the enemy planned for you, back to them in the name of Jesus. Everything they say over your life, back to them in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the devil over churches in Nigeria and over our nation Nigeria, back to their head in the name of Jesus Christ. And you know what now? So the Jews defeated their enemy. I see you also, God, bringing a change. Those who are oppressing you, those who are afflicting you, God is changing the pattern. You will start to afflict them as from today in the name of Jesus Christ. So, God said, and as the day wherein the Jews rested from their enemy, you know, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning unto a good day, that they should make them of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. Hallelujah. I see you having rest, resting from your enemy. They have tortured you enough. They have bombarded you enough. They want to eradicate you. But thank God, because God is bringing the change this morning. The table is turning around in your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says the enemy rested, the Jews rested from their enemy. You are resting from everything that's afflicting you. All the problems of life, all the troubles of life, all the enemies around there, all those kidnapping us in Nigeria, all those who are killing us in Nigeria, God will give us rest from them. God will deal with them in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says that day he turned their sorrow to joy. Can you see now? God said he turned their mourning into a good day. I see every evil day in your life is being turned to a good day this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Are you being blessed this morning? Now I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning, we are talking about divine change. And because it is divine, it means it's from God. So, you are having a change that is from God, not from men. And it's happening to you as I'm sharing this word this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we discovered in the Bible, in the book of John, John chapter number 11, when we look at verse 44, there was a divine change there. It was a great change. If you have your Bible there also, as you are listening to me this morning, I want you to open, let's read together, John chapter 11, verse number 44, yes.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go.
Loose him. Can you see now? God is losing you from the power of death this morning. There's a change. A change, you know, people that plan death for you, you know, they have missed it. Because you will not die, but you will live and declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me this morning. I am preaching with a zeal. I want you to believe what I'm saying this morning, because you will not die now. Every covenant of death over you is being transformed, is being changed. What the enemy said will happen to you this year, I alter them, I nullify them, I cancel them. It will not stand by the grace of God over my life. I say it will not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. So what happened now? Lazarus died. Wow. And Jesus loved him. And Jesus always go to their house. He always resort in their house. So why should Lazarus died? I can't imagine that. So when he died, you know, Jesus went. In fact, when he was coming, they said, Master, don't come again. This man is dead already. Can you imagine that? They thought that that was the end. Not knowing that, you know, when there is Jesus, there is hope. Hear me? You have been saying when there is life. Lazarus has no life again. He has been buried. But you know what now? When you have Jesus. And that is why I want you to know that you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to be born again. The moment you are born again, I tell you, God is at work in your life. What makes God to be at work in your life is when you become a friend of God. By giving your life to Jesus Christ. So what now happened? We were told that Lazarus died. And Jesus got there. People thought it has come to an end. People thought that that was the end of Lazarus. But God brought a divine change. You know, when Jesus got there, Bible says, you know, he told them, take away the stone. Put away the stone. Can you see now? And the people responded. They put away the stone and Jesus Christ cried. You know, in verse 43, Bible says, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Can you see now? That is a voice that brings change. The voice of Jesus brings change. The word of God brings change. The blood of Jesus brings change. Can you see now? When you have all these things, you know, it can bring changes into your life. What has been happening in your ancestral line? When you are born again, you know, the word of God is powerful enough to change them. I see God changing every evil inheritance in your life. I see Jesus breaking every ancestral yoke of your family, the one you inherited. Every evil thing that has been happening in your family, everything that has been happening in your generation, or the way you have been losing life, the way that you have become, or you have come under slavery and enchantment, the way the enemy have been cheating you, it has come to an end. I say it has come to an end. I want you to believe this morning. Lazarus died, but Jesus came. You know, when Jesus is there, everything is there. Can you see now? Jesus came and he brought life back to Lazarus. You know, you will not die too. Are you hearing me in the hospital or you are in the home this morning? I speak life to you. I command you to arise now. Now, hear me very well. As many of you that any part of your body has died, either, you know, your heart is going down, or your liver, or your kidney, or any part of your body, or you are suffering from hypertension, you are suffering from blood sugar, you are suffering, you know, from, you know, perpetual headache, you are suffering from arthritis, you are suffering from glaucoma, or no matter what you are suffering right now, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, let that sickness go now. Let it go now. Now, if you cannot rise to before, I command you to arise now. I command during the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, I command life to come into your body. I command life to come into your system. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive recovery, receive a change. Let there be divine change, and so shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me? Jesus Christ said, loose him and let him go. What an authority. You know, what a power. Hear me, the word of man cannot help you. Bible says, woe unto him that depend upon the arm of flesh is only God. Only God can do it for you. And that is why you must put your trust in God. You know, Lazarus had a change. Breakthrough came to his life and he was blessed. Let me give you some other instances in the Bible where there was a divine change. You know, in the book of John, that same John 2, John chapter 9, Now, let's read verse number 19. John chapter 9, verse 19.
And he asked them, saying, is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then does he now see?
Oh, look at this wonderful boy. You know, he was blind from the womb. You know, he has attack from the womb. The mother was attacked from the womb. And this boy was born blind. You know, this boy came to the world without eyes. There was no space for eye. And one day, you know, he got encounter with Jesus. Anytime you encounter God, you encounter miracle. Anytime you encounter Jesus, you encounter life. Your life start to count when you have encounter with God. Your life start to be blessed when you have encounter with God. Do you know that this blind man that was born blind, he had an encounter with Jesus? And, you know, it is time to ask him in verse number 2. You know, John chapter 9, verse 2, yes.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
You know, they were asking. The disciples were asking Jesus, who did sin? Because they believed that, you know, sin, you know, give birth, you know, to sickness, and sickness give birth to death, according to the book of James chapter 2. But do you know that Jesus replied them? You know, in verse 3, yes.
Jesus answered, neither has this man seen nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
God wants to glorify himself in your situation this morning. Can you see that? That's your problem. Eh? God wants to use it to take glory. Can you see that? So God is saying that this problem in your life, it is for God, the glory of the Lord to be revealed. To be revealed. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, what happened now? In verse 6, see how the table turned, see the divine change, yes.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
Number 7.
And said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing.
Well, he came seeing. Now, for God to give you divine change, you need number 1 to be obedient. Can you see now? Obedience. Now, the moment you can obey, you know, you will have breakthrough. You know, obedience is the gateway to your breakthrough in life. Now, this man, Jesus, spat on the ground and he make a clay of the spirit. Why? Because there was no eyes at all. Instead of eyes, flesh covered everything. So, the master creator, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, who was there when we are made, you know, he now made the place of eyes. You know what now? He now asked the man, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, if it were you, will you go? You know, you've been hearing God's word over these years. Do you obey him? You know, that is why your life is still full of stagnation. Every word being shared to you, you don't consider them. You don't take them serious. Can you see now? So, number 1, for you to have divine change, you need obedience. Then number 2, for you to have, you know, divine change, you need direction. Are you following me this morning? You need direction. You need, because your allocation is done by your location. You need direction. God said, now, go and what? And wash. Huh? Go and wash. The same thing he told, you know, that man too, you know, who they said he was great, even though he was great, but yet he was still a leper. They called him Naaman. Can you see now? And when he came to Elijah, Elijah said, go and wash in River Jordan. He wanted to disobey initially. Assuming he disobeyed, that will be the end of his miracle. You see, you must obey God, and then you must allow God to direct you. You know, so once you have the spirit of obedience, and then you have the spirit of direction, I tell you, there will be a divine change. So what am I saying this morning was that this boy went to Siloam. He went, he took his bath there, and his eyes opened. I see your eyes open this morning. I see revelation coming to you right now. Things that you don't know before, you start to know them. Oh, I prophesy to your eyes. Every spirit of blindness I remove in the name of Jesus. God is coming to your case this morning. You know, God is coming to your case this morning. God is coming to you this morning. Let me end up by reading Psalm 126 to you. And then I will see you on this topic next week in the name of Jesus. Psalm 126. Let me start to read from verse 1. It says, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion were like them that dream. Then our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongues with singing. Then said them among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the stream of the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtlessly come again with rejoicing and bringing him chief with him. Commit to God, it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow is the anointing service. Oh, it will be wonderful. Just come with a bottle of olive oil to Christian Dominion Network Ministries. You will see the mighty power of God. Thank you very much. I see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send and reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.